Hey, Daily Dosers, thanks for hanging in with us this week as we took a deep dive into forgiveness. But if we're going to be honest, and it's just me and Zach in the room right now, so let's just be honest, we're going to talk about stuff this week, and you and I have already gotten to a place going, that doesn't sit well with me. No, let's just, again, be honest. I can forgive people that accidentally hurt me. I forgive people that slighted me in some small way. I can forgive the guy that cut me off and immediately threw up his hands and kind of did that look, you know, when he pulled up next to him, like, I just didn't see you. I was in a blind spot. I'm like, I get it. We've all done that. All right, buddy. If you didn't mean anything, if you didn't know who I truly was, I'll let that one go. Those are easy. What I have a real hard time with, and what most of you have a hard time with already this week, is I don't like forgiving people who don't deserve it. And it's really hard for me to let people off the hook when I know there should be some sort of punishment. And forgiveness just seems like, well, it's all okay. Let's just pretend like it didn't happen. And let me tell you, that is not biblical forgiveness. Biblical forgiveness, first of all, you have to understand they don't deserve to be forgiven, and neither did you. If we're people that truly understand grace and mercy, I'm not going to touch on this much because we've done it this week. If we truly understand the grace and mercy, I do not deserve, I have not earned, I cannot live up to God's forgiveness of me. When I truly understand that, I can give it away also to someone else who doesn't earn it, doesn't deserve it, and who won't live up to it. When I withhold forgiveness, in some way, I'm justifying that I had something to do with God's grace and mercy. Well, I started coming to church. I started cleaning up my act. It's the work I've done. That's what put me in a position for God's grace and mercy. That's wrong. Terrible theology. You've done nothing, will do nothing, can't earn it. It's been freely given. That's how you have to forgive others. That's how I have to look at the guy and the gal that go, but they don't deserve it. And God goes, nope. And you're going to forgive the way I've forgiven you. But now let me come the bigger rub. Now let's come to the point that really we wrestle with. I hate letting them off the hook. I hate feeling like, well, I guess it didn't happen. We're just going to forgive them. That's not biblical forgiveness either. At the end of Romans 12, God talks about how we have to live in this world with all different types of people. And he comes to the very end of talking about being one body, one family, especially in the church. And then he says, let me tell you, it's not going to be easy with some people. And we have Romans chapter 12, verse 17. And it reads like this. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. I know they hurt you. They did wrong. In fact, the Bible was not just wrong. They did evil. Don't ever try to pay back evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. I love that because that's the Bible's way of saying it's not going to be possible to live at peace with everyone. There's going to be some people that no matter what you do, no matter what you share, no matter what you talk, it's going to come back and bite you. It's going to come back and burn you. Just realize they're that type of people. Walk away from them. That doesn't depend on you anymore. But it says this, though. Do not take revenge. Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge. I will repay them, says the Lord. Isn't that good? God says, let me tell you what happens when you forgive and let it go. You leave room for me to come now and pay them back. What? God goes, oh yeah, as long as you're holding on to it, as long as you think you have something against them, it's between you two. But God goes, may I remind you, you're my child. You're my son and daughter. Parents, how have you ever felt when someone hurt your son and daughter? That's right. And God goes, look, the moment you step out of the way, you leave room for me to pay them back, Chris. So what's better? You trying to pay him back? You repaying evil for evil? You're going to go to jail or you're going to get slammed. You're going to get pinched. He goes, no, you forgive and you're going to leave room for my wrath for me to repay them. And then it finishes the chapter on how we get along by saying this. If your enemy is hungry, feed them. If they're thirsty, give them something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on their head, but do not be overcome by evil. Overcome evil with good. Chris, you pursue being Christ-like, and you allow God then to step in and say, let me do the avenging. Let me take the revenge. See, growing up, I thought forgiving someone was letting them off the hook for what they did. That's what made it hard to forgive. Biblical forgiveness says, Chris, you didn't let him off the hook. You just now put him on God's hook. Huh. Let his wrath, let him repay what's been done to his child. But as long as you're holding on to it, you're playing judge, not him. Biblical forgiveness, I do it for those that don't deserve it because that's how it's been given to me. And I realize It's not letting them go scot-free. It's giving them to God and saying, now, God, you make them pay the price. That's biblical forgiveness. That's a little easier for some of us to swallow. And that is why we have to forgive everyone in our lives.